Our January thaw is just about over. Temperatures will gradually cool down over the weekend, and I'm targeting Monday night and Tuesday for the arrival of another bitterly cold air mass as Arctic air will return to the Northeast. For now, though, it's mild. Temperatures today have warmed into the 30s across the north, near 40 in the capital region, and in the lower to mid-40s south, and that is several degrees above normal levels for this time of year. We've had a couple of rain and snow showers from time to time, though there's not a great deal of activity on radar right now, so it's mainly dry across the region, and it will remain mainly dry through this evening. Temperatures tonight will be cool but not cold for this time of year, falling back mainly into the 20s. Later tonight, we'll look to our southwest as an area of low pressure approaches, and that's going to bring us the chance for some light snow by daybreak. That area of low pressure will push through the region tomorrow, and it's actually going to help to develop a storm to our south out over the ocean. The ocean storm itself will be far enough out to sea that we will not see any significant precipitation across our area. However, the two systems will link up, and that will bring us the potential for some light snow through the day tomorrow. On average, accumulations will be light, ranging from about 1 to 3 inches across the region, though there is the possibility for some greater snow amounts in the higher terrain. It's even possible that as precipitation becomes light, that rain will mix with snow in some of our valley locations. By Sunday, a cold front will approach from the northwest. That will be our first arrival of cold air. That could trigger some snow showers or squalls Sunday into Sunday night. Another installment of cold arrives on Monday with some snow showers and squalls, and the coldest weather in a while will be here Monday night and Tuesday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers, low 18 to 26. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, light snow likely, high 28 to 34. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Mostly cloudy with light snow developing tonight, low 18 to 26. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy with light snow likely, high 28 to 34. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Mostly cloudy with a chance of light snow by daybreak, low 25 to 30. And for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, light snow likely, rain may mix with snow at times, high in the 30s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, mostly cloudy with a chance of light snow by daybreak, low in the mid-20s, and for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, light snow likely, rain may mix with snow at times, high in the 30s. Region-wide on Sunday, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers or squalls, high in the 20s and lower 30s, and on Monday, a blend of clouds and sun with a chance of snow showers, windy and turning colder, with highs in the teens north, 20s for the capital region, and in the lower 30s south. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.